friends, welcome back. It has been so long since I've chatted with you. I am so ready to get back into this whole podcast thing. Geez, it's been well over a month now. I think that the last episode was well before Thanksgiving. So we are long overdue, friends. There are so many things that I'd like to chat with you about, and I say, let's dig in. Like I mentioned, I think it was before Thanksgiving that we even chatted. I hope everybody's Thanksgiving was great. I am recording this on Christmas Day. By the time you get this, it will be well over Christmas, and I just hope that everybody had a wonderful holiday, got to spend some good time with family and friends, and had some time to relax and just living your best life. One of the first things that I want to talk to you about is the new Ed Sheeran, and I think it's Ella May. Anyway, there is a new video with those two called Put It On Me, and man, that video gave me all the feels. First of all, Ed Sheeran and his cute, almost new wife are in the video, as well as other couples from around the world just dancing and just loving each other, and it's just a beautiful rainbow and array of couples, and it was just so moving. I watched it several times, and I think that you should all check it out again. It's by Ed Sheeran. It's called Put It All On Me. I think that it is beautiful and it's well done, and just what a great way to bring everybody of the human race, no matter color, gender, any of that business, just bring it out into the open, and just very well done, and just a beautiful description of the human race. It just melted all of my heart, so you have to check it out. The next thing that I wanted to talk about was about a week or two ago, the rapper Juice WRLD died. How sad. If you have not heard anything from him or don't know anything about him, look up the song Lucid Dreams. It's so good. Kind of sad. Really, really good. Look that up, fall in love with that song, and then you will pretty much know who Juice WRLD is. And it's J-U-I-C-E, and then WRLD is spelled W-R-L-D. Anywho, he died pretty recently. Sounds like he had pills and drugs on his private plane that he was traveling on, and something about the feds or somebody was waiting for them when they landed. So instead of getting caught with all of the pills, he took them. And when he took them, it caused him to have a seizure and he passed away. How tragic, how sad. You know, they say Juice WRLD was addicted to pills and medication, and that is the world we are living in. And I don't know if it's just something that is happening a lot now, or if it's just something that we are more aware of now because of social media and how we get way more news than we did back in the olden days, as my daughter would say. She calls everything that isn't in her time the olden days. So I just wonder, why is this epidemic happening like it is? It's so sad. This young man, I think he was 21 years old, lost his life, and his family, I believe, have come forward just saying that yes, he had an addiction, he had problems with taking these pills, and it's just, it's so sad. And then there are so many people falling victim to this, and so many rappers or singers or entertainers who are glorifying taking these pills and taking it along with other things, and it's just, it's tragic, and it's a downward spiral. If you or somebody you know needs help, get the help. It is not worth your life. It is not worth the 5 minutes of fun that it is, or the 10 minutes of numbness that it brings you. If you are addicted to anything like this, or you know somebody who is, try to get them help. There's a better way. There's a better life, and you deserve more, and you deserve to feel life and be a part of life, and do your thing. And just always remember, no matter what's in your mind or what's in your head, there's somebody who loves you and wants you here. So do take care. Also, I just read, I don't know, earlier this week that Lil Wayne, kind of in the same boat, didn't take any pills or anything that I know of yet, but it sounds like his private plane was seized or was cops were waiting for them when they landed with all the drugs and probably guns. And, you know, that's speculation, but we know that Lil Wayne usually has something on him. So I wonder what's going to happen with that. There is more to come on that story, I'm sure. I'm sure somebody in his entourage is probably going to take the fall if there were things on that plane. So I wonder if we're going to hear anything else about this. With that being said, too, I am so into this rapper, DaBaby. Yes, DaBaby. All one word, capital D-A, capital B-A-B-Y. He's a rapper. I am so into him. And looks like he was maybe profiled or something happened in his hometown of North Carolina and the cops arrested him for no reason. Of course, more to come on that too. I follow him on Instagram and that is all he's talking about right now is he was under arrest or something was going on with him and the cops. So I am interested to see what happens and if he gets off because it looks like there's some type of investigation going on with the cops. And the power of social media, he was in another car and he was videotaping the police looking in his car with their flashlights, almost like they were trying to find something on him so that they could arrest him. So again, more to come on that. I am so interested in this story. If you don't know who DaBaby is, he is, I don't want to call him a new rapper because, you know, I'm obsessed, so I've downloaded all of his previous CDs, but now he is a pretty big deal. He's got a song called Bop that I am obsessed with. I love it. You gotta check it out. It's Bop, B-O-P. It's a very good, like, old school, almost 90s feel video, too. And if you like the Jabberwockies, the dance group, they are in this video and they give me all the life. You have to watch it. It's really, really good. It's kind of inappropriate. If you are not a rapper type of person, you might not want to watch the video. You might not like DaBaby. I don't even like saying DaBaby's name because I just feel like I'm too old to be saying stuff like that. But that's his name and I really, really like him. So check him out if you are into that type of music. If not, disregard. But follow the story because it's really, really interesting. The next thing that we have to talk about is, of course, some Real Housewives of New Jersey. Teresa Giudice or Giudice, however you want to say her name. I find myself using both pronunciations depending on who I'm talking to. Teresa and Joe have filed for divorce. They are Splitsville. And they are both rumored to be dating other people. WTH. I mean, I guess we all saw it coming, right? We all knew that this was going to happen, but I don't know, I was still shocked. I can't believe it. Looks like the girls went to Italy to hang with Juicy Joe for Christmas, and Teresa is just out here living her best life and with her ex. She's been spotted a few times with him, and it looks like this is going to be a thing. Teresa and her new ex, boo, Tony, are a thing. Matter of fact, they posted on, I think it was Instagram, where Tony says that they are the new couple. We're the new couple, to be exact. So, stay tuned. So, do we think that Tony is going to be on the next season of Real Housewives of New Jersey? I mean, this is going to be a pretty good story for Teresa. The divorce, the kids and how they're dealing with dad and new boo, Tony. And, you know, it's going to be a good story. So I'm here for it. I haven't watched Jersey in several seasons, just bits and pieces here and there. And then I listen to other podcasters talk about Real Housewives of New Jersey, so it will be something that I will be tuning into because I just love the drama between these two. Okay, the family that I love to hate. I don't like these people, however, I find myself talking about them all the time, so they win, right? I wasn't gonna do this, but there's a couple of things that stick out, so I feel like we should chat about them. The Kardashian / Jenner / West family. First of all, sometimes I can't even believe that I say these things, but they do some really extravagant things that I kind of dig. And this house, did you see the house where I think it was Kris Kardashian gave little Stormy or something? Look it up. It was like a life-size house, you know, just right for little Stormy. It was like a legit house outside, and it was a house, and it was beautiful, and I couldn't believe it, and it's extravagant, just huge and dramatic, just like they are. And I thought to myself, what a waste of money. That is just crazy. This little person is not even five, and look at this big extravagant gift. And then I thought, well, they're gazillionaires, and that probably cost $5 to them, the equivalent of, you know, about what I make. And I get it. And I thought it was so beautiful, and what a nice and thoughtful gift. And it's just amazing. I couldn't even believe it. So also, I just learned or read that the Wests gave Little North, I think that's the oldest one, whoever the big one is, she got a for real Michael Jackson jacket for Christmas. Like, a for real one. One that belonged to Michael Jackson. These people are just, they are doing their thing and continuing to stay in the news and just doing all of this extravagant stuff, and people are here for it. I have some friends who love to keep up with the Kardashians, and I'm just not that person, but I kind of think I am, because I am constantly talking about them and how over the top they are, and everything that they do to me is just a shocker. But I'm here for it, because it's like one of those things I love to hate. Like, I don't like them, but I can't stop watching them and what they do in the news. Like I said, I will not watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That's really not my thing. However, whenever I see any news articles, well, news, air quotes news, any type of entertainment news or things going on, the Kardashians are involved, and I am there. I am here for it. Speaking of which, that little boy, I don't know his name. I think I know all of the Kardashian kids' names, but I just don't know who is who. But Kim and Kanye's son, they were walking out of some, I don't know, shopping center, doors, something, and the paparazzi were there and taking all the photos, and this little boy just told them all about themselves and their life. I think he said bad people. I think he called them bad people. Anyway, I was here for it, in his face, and how quickly Kim's mom reflexes came out about cracked me up, because she just snatched him up so fast in a loving way. We don't need to call CPS or anything, but she just like tried to cover his mouth and then laughed it off. She's such a mom. So I thought that was pretty human of her, because all of us have been there where our kids have said something or do something and you're just like, oh my God, like, I can't believe they did that in public, or I can't believe they said that to that person. You are here for it, but you also have an image to protect, and you also don't want your kid to look like the asshole. So I get it, and I felt her in that moment. So kudos to you, Kim, for snatching up that little babe, because he was giving the paparazzi all of their business. All right, friends, let's wrap that up, and let's talk about some post secrets, my favorite things. This very first one I found, I thought was pretty cool. It said, well, I guess not cool, but interesting. I think people who withhold secret recipes are selfish. Makes no sense. I can see both sides of this. I know a lot of people who have secret recipes, and it drives me crazy, because I want to make what they made, and I can't because it's a secret recipe. And I can get why it's a family recipe or something that is very special to you and you want to be the only person who makes it. That's great. That's a beautiful thing. I can understand that. But at the same time, let other people live in your wonderful recipe. And unless you want to be the person who is continuously having to make it for the other person, just share the recipe and kind of frame it as, this was my grandmother's famous recipe. I am giving it to you because you mean so much to me, and I know that you will use it and make her proud. You know, something like that. Don't keep those secret recipes. those secret recipes keep people's tummies happy and full, and you're just being a good human by sharing those. So no more secret recipes. We're putting an end to it right now. So if I have been one of those people who has said, nope, I can't tell you, I'm not giving you the secret recipe, today I make the choice to give you the recipe, i.e. my Grandma Lena's sweet potato pie recipe. She puts a cap full of love in it. And if you want to know what that cap full is, just email me. I'll tell you. Leading by example, y'all. Okay, the next post secret I found is, today I've been married for 12 years. Today I admitted to myself how lonely I am. Today I decided to figure out how to leave. Interesting. I am a huge advocate for finding your happy, and I know that I have talked about this before. There have been other post secrets very similar to this. I'm an advocate for finding your happy, but I also feel like if you are married, you did take vows, and you owe it to the other person to voice how you feel, your true feelings, and to try to work on it. When I say try, I mean you guys sit down, you communicate, you talk, and you get help. I am an advocate for a third party. If you are feeling one way and the other person is not, or they have their own feelings towards something, go to counseling, go to therapy, do whatever you have to do to open up communication and have an unbiased party who can help you through. Because sometimes we get so stuck and so comfortable in our own ways that we don't even see our own stuff. Sometimes we need somebody else who we don't know and love to tell us what our person is trying to tell us. Sometimes we become numb or just comfortable with the other person, and we don't really hear their concerns or their feelings. And that can be for many different reasons, but you owe it to your relationship, to your marriage, to your vows, to try to work on it. Now, if you are still feeling the same and you've given it all you got, then divorce, that's just what it is. Hopefully counseling and love and support and communication can get you through. But like I said at the beginning, I am an advocate for your own happy. If you gave it all that you've got and the only way for you to find your happy is to leave, then do so. Do it respectfully, do it lovingly, and just respectfully. So that's my thoughts on that. The next post secret is, next Monday I'll be 21 years old and I'm afraid to have a drink because I know I have the potential to be an alcoholic. That's pretty deep. Friends in their family, or because they know that they have an addictive personality, period, point blank. I think that it's very mature and very awakening that you realize that there could be a problem and that you have this fear. So I say, if this is something that you are worried about, then don't do it. If you think that you have the potential to become an alcoholic, then why even go down that road? Also, but if you want to have a drink, there's nothing wrong with having a drink. Set a limit, you know, just one drink, two drinks, that's it. Just set your limit and set those goals and stand by them. And, you know, make goals all the way down the line. One or two drinks once a week, once a month, only at social gatherings, depending on how many social gatherings you go to. You know, just set some goals. You're an adult now, or you're about to be legally an adult. You can enjoy a cocktail. That's one of the fun things about being an adult. Just set some goals. And if you're somebody who can't set goals and stick to them, or you are worried about this going way farther than you want it to go, then don't do it. Having a glass of wine, a drink, a beer, a cocktail, yeah, that's fun and it can be a good time, but it's not something that you have to have to be a good time. So just really think about why you want to have a drink, why you feel like you should have a drink, because there are no rules. Just because you turn 21 doesn't mean that you need to drink, or you have to drink, or that you're cool to drink. It's just one of those benefits of being a grown-up that you get to do. So think about your why and go from there. if you want to have a drink just because you want to, and you absolutely could, just try to set those goals. But again, if you are someone who can't abide by your goals or just stick to your goals or your cutoff limit, then just don't do it. Wait until you can. And if that time comes sooner than later, then that's what it is. If not, then that's okay too. The last post secret I see is, I've always dreamed of bigger, better things. Now that it's happening, I'm scared as hell. I think that's pretty normal. That's pretty natural. Bigger, better things are here. You're doing it. You're in the now. And now you're like, what am I doing? Or, oh my gosh, can I handle this? The bottom line is that you are here. You are here and you are doing it. So just keep moving forward. You can be scared, but just like I tell my friends, fake it till you make it. Just keep your eyes open. Learn everything that you can learn. Do what you have to do and just keep moving forward. Things are scary. Change is scary. You know, responsibility is scary, but that's life. And you've gotten this far for a reason. Take it and run with it. You can be scared, but don't let anybody see you shake. Okay, I have a say what she question. I have been in a great relationship for almost 5 years. We've talked about marriage, but not seriously. I'm ready to get married, but I don't even think he's thinking about it. Speak up or shut up. I actually found this on online, and a lot of people, it was pretty mixed online. But in the Facebook group on Say What She, I did post this in there, and out of 22 votes, 22 people all said speak up. And I can agree with that. I think if you shut up, I mean, honestly, sometimes guys just don't even realize what's on your mind or something that's weighing on your mind until you say something. It could be completely out of his head. He hasn't even thought about it seriously, or, you know, just not even anything that is on his radar. I think that you should absolutely speak up. I don't think that you should be like, oh, if you don't marry me by 2025, I'm out of here. But you know what? I take that back. If that is how you feel and you don't want to waste too much time or any more time, then yeah, you absolutely should put a time limit on it. But I do think that you have to say something at some point, like, hey, we are together. What are we doing here? Do you have plans to marry me? Do you see me as your wife? Or are we just hanging out and going to do this indefinitely? I think that I agree with everybody in the Facebook group that we should definitely speak up. And if you do have some time limits or anything like that, then yeah, you have to say that. And you have to give your partner the courtesy or the the option to walk away or go ahead and do the marriage thing. Good stuff. Oh, it's been so long since I've done the podcast, and just wonder how you guys are all doing and hope that everything is well. Again, I am recording this on Christmas Day. Kind of had a break in between present opening and friend family time. So thought that I'd jump on here and say I hope you guys had the most incredible holidays, and I hope that you are relaxing and having time with your family and friends. And if you got new gifts, I hope you are enjoying them. I am going to set a New Year's resolution to make sure that I get this podcast out weekly. And I am just so grateful for you guys sticking with me. It's been about, I think, 6 months that I've been doing this now, even though I haven't the last month or so. Forgive me. But I just want to thank you guys for sticking with me and being active in the Facebook group and just hanging out with me. I love to talk. I love friends. And this is very fun and therapeutic for me. I've made a lot of friends along the way, and I hope to make even more. So cheers to a beautiful 2020 and us getting to know each other even better on this podcast. I will be back in time for New Year's, and we will celebrate together. And maybe I'll see if my husband can come on and we can chat so that you guys can see how cool he is. So until then, I hope you had, again, the most wonderful holidays and some time off and time with your loved ones. I will talk soon. Oh, let's talk about social media really quick. Follow me on at Say What She She on all social media platforms. There's a Pinterest page now, Say What She She. Also, you can join the Facebook group at Say What She She. Just come in and chat with us. I post lots of positive things in there, and I'd love to get to know you better. So until next time, have a great day, and I will talk to you just in time for the new year. Bye, friends.